Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuning to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that you had a beautiful weekend, and I know this is the coming to the closing of this two-day weekend that we have each end of the week, and I hope and pray that those of you, I know it's early, so it's not a brick and mortar. I don't think church time for some of us, and some of us it is. It's just depending on what part of the world that you're in. But anyway, I just thank you so kindly for just tuning in. Those of you that had the opportunity to tune in, I thank you so graciously. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And I just want to take this opportunity and this stage, hallelujah, and to just send out condolences to all of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. And may God bless you and just, you know, just carry you in his loving arms as only he can do. And we just want to send prayer out, and because we know that no one wants to go in a time of great loss by oneself. It's just always a blessing to have a person of God and friends, you know, to be able to lean on in this time and hour of bereavement. And so we just send in prayers and letting you know that you're not alone and that you have pilgrims and sojourners just praying for you and with you, hallelujah, in this hour. And may God just carry you, like I said, in his arms, and may God restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. And so I just want to take this opportunity now to open up the chat room. And so just bear with me momentarily. Hallelujah. And may God bless you, you and you. Hallelujah. Thank you, precious God. God is such a good God. I tell you, I just don't know what I would do without him. I know I would be a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for just his grace and mercy that continually to sustain me, enable me to come across these airways and hallelujah and skyways. And so, like I first stated, I just thank you so graciously for just continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part, hallelujah, of your archives and your listening program. So just may God just bless you. And I know he's going to bless you because God loves to bless us when we are blessing to one another. And he said that we are to help one another. You know, we're supposed to share in each other's burdens. We're supposed to cry, you know, when you crying, I'm supposed to cry. And when you're happy, I am supposed to rejoice in your happiness, you know. And so that's the way God has planned it, for you and I to rejoice. When you're happy, I'm happy. And when you're sad, I'm sad as well. And so, you know, that's the heart of Jesus. And if we are intending to live for God and live as God has instructed us to do, then that is the way that we are to carry out God's command. And so without any further ado right now, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And so I'm asking all of my beautiful friends and all the saints of God and guests just to bow with your heads with me as we go down in prayer. Every time we approach this podium, we fail not to acknowledge God. And God tell us in everything that you and I do in our daily lives and our day-to-day itinerary, as we go to and for, God say, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I, God, shall direct thy path. And that means that as long as we got God guiding us, we will not get off task. We will not get off course. We will continue on, hallelujah, in the upward and right way of God. So that, you know, that means that we are continuing to pray, seek God's face, and fast and pray. And that will carry us, because without it, I'll tell you, we cannot make it. Without prayer and just praying daily and reading God's word, that's essential to this journey, this spiritual journey that you and I are on. You know, that word of God is just like fuel. You know, we have to have fuel for our car. So the reading of the word of God and us fasting and praying and seeking God on a day-to-day basis, it enable you and I to be able to stand against the evil and the wild of the satanic force that's going rapidly, hallelujah, in our world. But I don't want to get started right now. I just want to say that, and I'm through with that. Now we're going to go, as I first stated, on in to our prayer, hallelujah. So I'm just asking you once again to bow your heads as we go down in prayer, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together in unity, God, once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you will come one day in that cloud, one historical day, that is. And until you come, though, in all of your glory and all of your beauty and all of your power, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, God, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring my word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. Father God, we be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the honor and all the praise, God. We won't take your glory and we won't take your praise, but we will give you all the praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings, God, we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the kingdom church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I'm scheduled to be with you on this morning 1 hour. And I'm intending to try to stay with that hour slot because I know I need some rest. I haven't been getting my allotted rest like I need to. But, you know, I'm just hoping that I will stay on task this morning and just go as God lead me. And so I want you to just come on in. The chat room is open for you, you and you. Bring your beautiful selves on in and have a seat. Bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip, your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and whatever that you have at your disposal, come aboard. Bring all your toys, your digital toys, I call them, your iPhone, your tablet, your laptop, because we are in need of them. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. So now we're going to carry you right on in to a program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled The 11th Hour. I'm going to say that one more time. The 11th Hour. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And so we know that Jesus told his followers that he would return on a day when people were going about their business, sharing meals and having weddings, hallelujah, and with no idea of what was about to happen. As the days of Noah were, so also with the coming of the Son of Man be. And that's coming out of the law of Matthew 24 and 37. Now we find out that the Lord's purpose was to urge the disciples to be watchful and prepared. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. What surprisingly joy it would be to welcome our Savior on this ordinary day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Faithful and true would he find us here, watching in gladness and not in fear. If he should come today, watch for the time is drawing nigh. What if it were today? Hallelujah. I want to ask you on this morning, are you ready? We're talking about the 11th hour. And the Bible tells us that nations shall not lift up sword against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 2 and 4. Hallelujah. Now we'll go back in time, and we can go back as far as World War I. The books tell us that World War I ranked by many as one of the deadliest conflicts in human history. We're told that millions of lives in the first global modern war, which was noted on November the 11th, 1918, it was a ceasefire, was observed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And during that historic moment, we're told that millions around the world observed moments of silence while they reflected upon the war's terrible cost, the loss of life and suffering. It was hoped that the great war, as it was called, would truly be the war, hallelujah, that would end all wars. Despite the many deadly military conflicts that have followed, the hope for lasting peace has not faded. And the Bible offers a hopeful and realistic promise that someday war will finally end. When Christ returns, Isaiah prophecy will come true. Nation shall not lift up swords against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Isaiah 2 and 4. Then the 11th hour will pass, and the first hour of lasting peace in a new heaven and a new earth will begin. But for you and I that are in existence right now, until that day comes, those who follow Christ are to be people who represent the Prince of Peace in a way that we conduct our lives and in a way that we make a difference in our world. Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. We know that the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace. Our future, yours and mine's, are ours, are unknown. But Jesus we know, and he is on the throne. Only in Jesus can you and I and us find peace, can realize that this peace that God gives, hallelujah, surpasses all else. And we're talking about the 11th hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're going to go now to our second key scripture. And it reads like this. Surely I am coming quickly. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 22 and 20. Now we find out that Jesus lets us know, keep us abreast, because God say, I give you warning before destruction. So Jesus tell you and I and us, I am coming soon. And we know that an announcement often precedes future events. In entertainment and in sports, we know that the world in the latest technology, we find out that the goal is to create an anticipation and an excitement for what is going to happen. And we find out that in the coming months, we read in the ads, we hear it on the radio, and we see it in the newspaper ads and on the television. Things that are up and coming. They tell us that Jesus is going to return to earth. And you might say that you have heard that. You've heard that saying that Jesus was coming. And you might say he's coming in a far distant future. But we know that Jesus is coming because he has assured us, and we have his word, that time is near. He said, I'm coming quickly. So that means that he's coming speedily. He tells us that I'm on my way. And you might say, well, Jesus has been saying that he's coming since 2,000 years ago has lapsed since these words was written. But Jesus continually to tell us, I'm coming quickly. I'm coming quickly. So God want you and I and us to be ready, because we know that quickly doesn't seem appropriate. Hallelujah. For the appearance of time. And we're talking about the 11th hour. The Lord is urging you and I and us to set our hearts on his promise that he will be fulfilled, and we are called to live for him in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So God tell us to live as if Christ is coming back today. And we know that in this day and hour that we're living, we're hearing about wars and rumors of wars everywhere. It's chaos. Everywhere you look, you can turn on your television news and there's chaos there. Turn on your radio, you hear about chaos on the radio news. You can turn to a newspaper, a book, a magazine, and there's pictures of chaos everywhere. It seemed to be no rest anywhere. Hallelujah. Says no rest for the weary, is some elderly person would say. There is no rest for the weary. But God said there's coming a time where a nation shall not rise up with swords against nations. That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Isaiah 2 and 4. Hallelujah. But we see that there's a lot of killing and killing of people of God. I mean, there was some nuns just killed a couple of days ago. And then I heard briefly about I think it was some young children, but I think they was dressed in the fatigue garments with the machine guns or whatever kind of weapons that they had, but they was aiming those weapons at some Christian individuals. And they said that they had, you know, aimed their weapons and shot the people dead. So we know that we're living in a world of unrest. You know, we hear about individuals telling us that they're going to make it right and everything is going to be all right and I'm going to be there for you and I'm going to do everything to make it right with you on your income end. I'm going to give you that raise that you so desperately need and I'm going to you know, be able to get you that health care that you so desperately need. But, you know, I found out that can't nobody fill that need and that void that you and I have but Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can fill that void. He's the only one that can stop what's going on in our world. But I know that Jesus' word said that this was coming. He said, be not alarmed, for I've already warned you, I've already told you of these things. So you don't have to be alarmed. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is soon to come. It sure is the nose that is structured at the center of my face, in your face, or your features, that God is coming. We don't know when he's coming, but we know for certain, because we know that God is a God of his word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. So we know that there is no lying in God. God is a holy God. In every word of his truth, some of it already has come to pass, and some of it is unfolding before our very eyes. Every moment, every minute, every second, every hour of the day and night, God's word is unfolding. Hallelujah. Just like it was in Jesus' day, we are witnessing that very thing right here in our world of 2016. But God said, I've already told you, children, that this was going to take place. So don't be alarmed. But God tell you and I to be ready. Keep your clothes clean. Keep your work clothes on. Hallelujah. And we know that some people say that the Bible is just a collection of a fairy tale. A boy slaying a giant. A man swallowing a big fish. Noah's boat building experience. Even some religious people think that these events are just nice stories with good morals. Jesus himself, however, spoke of Jonah and the giant fish. And Noah and the flood are actual events. God says the day of Noah were, so also with the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 24 and 37 through 39. We know that his return will happen. We were not expecting it. Jesus compared Jonah 3 days inside the big fish to the 3 days he would experience in the grave before his resurrection. That scripture reading is coming out of law of Matthew 12 and 40. And as Peter talked about Noah and the flood when he equated it to a future day when Jesus come back, that scripture reading is coming out of law of 2 Peter 4 through 9. Jesus gave you and I and us his word. It's a book that is filled with truth, not fairy tales. And one day, we will live happily ever after with him when Jesus come again and receive his children to himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're waiting for you, Lord, to come and take us home with you. Your promise to return for us, it gives us hope because we know it's true. We have reason for optimism if we're looking for Christ to return. We know that Jesus is coming. And one songwriter says he's coming back again, just like he said he would. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus is coming. He's coming. And all we got to do is just keep on keeping on. Keep holding our hand held to the plow. Never to look back, but to keep looking up and onward. Hallelujah. And moving on in God. doing what God has instructed you and I to do, because we know that time is of an essence. It's not time to play church, but it's time to be about church. It's time to be about God's business. It's time to win souls for the kingdom of God. Because when Jesus comes back and cracks those clouds, we're supposed to have souls that won for Jesus to come back. Jesus said, I'm coming back for my bridegroom. And if we don't witness and win souls for the kingdom of God, then God will have not a bridegroom to come after. So we got to be about God's business. It's no time to play church. If you're in God, stay in God. It's no time to have an idle mind of looking back into the world. Because God says anybody that got their hand held to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So if I was you, my brother and my sister, we know that time is of an essence. You don't know when God is coming back. You don't know when death might knock at your door. So it behooves you and I to be ready in the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Because those that might have a desire to say, hey, I want to have one more drink at the club. I want to go dance one more time on the dance floor. I want to go out with Miss Jones one more time. I want to go out with Mr. Jones one more time. I want to meet him at the Holiday Inn. I want to meet him at the Dew Drop Inn. I want to meet him out there on Lover's Lane. But I'm here to tell you, but there's no time for looking back. It's time to get our souls right with God. Hallelujah, because Jesus is coming back. He said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So it behooves you and I to be ready. Because when Jesus come back and crack those clouds one day, he said some might be in the house, in the bed. Some might be out on the roof. But whatever you do, do not go back into the house. Do not come down from off of that roof to go back in the house to take some possession. Some of you might say, wait a minute, Jesus. I need to go get my keys. I need to go back in the house and get my cell phone. I'm here to tell you those things will not be any of use at that time. We will not need car keys because God will give us wings of an eagle. We will not need a cell phone because we will have contact, spiritual contact with our heavenly hosts. Hallelujah. And his host of angels and all the saints of God that will be coming with Jesus and all of his glory, all of his power, all of his beauty. All of those that died in Jesus Christ, may it be your parents and my parents and your grandparents and your sisters and your brothers that you have lost. They're coming. The Bible says that those that have died in Jesus Christ is going to rise first. And those that did not know Christ, did not accept Christ in their lives as their Lord and Savior, will come up last. Hallelujah. So it's time to win souls to Jesus Christ. It's not time to sugarcoat the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's time to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ just like he had instructed you and I to do. We can't pat people on the back and tell them to do their best they can they best. But we got to live holy in a world that seems like everything that is right is now wrong. And we see that wrong is the new right. But I tell you what, God is angry right about now. God is angry. You can say what you will and you can say what you may. But I know that God is angry. God is angry because I tell you what, God is tearing up this place. And I tell you what, he's big enough and bad enough to do whatever he said that I'm God and I do as I please. So God, he planned it. God created it. And as just as God created it, he said he can flatten it to the ground. And it's nobody's business if he does. Because he created everything. You and I and this world and everything in it belong to him. All God wants for you and I is our soul and our body. That's it. That's all we can render because we don't have anything else. Hallelujah. God went all the way to Calvary Mountain. Hallelujah. To take 39 stripes across his back for you and I, and a crown of thorns upon his head, spear in his side. The Bible said that blood and water came gushing out. The Bible says that the sun refused to shine and it was total blackness upon the earth. So I tell you, we are in the 11th hour. Hallelujah. We got to stay ready. We can't go tipping around and slipping around. We got to stay ready. We got to stay and keep our mind on Jesus. God said, those who keep their mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So there's no use of saying that the devil made me do it. Because you have your own mind. You can say yeah or nay. Devil can't make you do anything. You're on your own recognizance. You can tell that demon, that devil, Lucifer, the father of lies. You can tell him to get behind you. Hallelujah. Jesus told him when he took Jesus up into the mountain after God had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus was over hungry. And I know he was weak. And the devil saw a chance to take him up in that high mountain and show him, say, hey, all of this I will give unto you if you will fall down and worship me. And then Jesus told him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he told him, say, be behind me, Satan. And I tell you what, Satan was breaking his neck to get behind Jesus. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. How you going to give me what's already mine? What you going to give me that don't already belong to me? See, that's how Satan tricked us into thinking that this life is nothing else after this life, that when you're dead, you're done. But I'm here to set the record straight, because when you die, God is going to call you back out of the grave, and you're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God. The Bible says to give account to the deeds that has been done in this whole body. May it be good or may it be bad. You're going to have to give account for everything that we have done. You're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God. The Bible says that when he comes, every eye, I don't care if you're blind, God's going to open up your blinded eyes. You're going to see Jesus when he cracked that cloud. He said that every eye shall see him. And that means every eye, every beast, every insect, every four-legged animal, two-legged human being is going to see him. And he says that every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess that I am Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to keep on because I know my time is running on out. So I'm going to try to complete this because I'm just getting happy down in my sanctified soul on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know that, hallelujah, all of my life, I've had to be ready as a child. I had to be ready for dinner by washing my hands, and an adult being ready for important responsibilities. And it's continued to be an ongoing reality for you and I and us. But I've come to realize that nothing is more important than being ready, hallelujah, for reunion with Jesus Christ. We know that speaking of Christ's return, John tell us, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 John 3:3. So we're looking forward to Jesus' return. It fills you and I and us with hope. Not a wish list kind of hope, but a solid expectation that motivates you and I to keep our hearts from sinful distractions and rivets of attention on becoming more like Jesus. If you and I believe that this might be the year of his return, we'll be more ready to forgive, to seek forgiveness, and to share God's unconditional love with others. As you and I and us consider the possibility that Jesus could return this very moment, this very hour, this very second, then let's be sure that we are ready. Let's strive to be pure and hallelujah. And as we is pure and participate and anticipate the day when tears and sorrow and pain and death will be no more, it will be replaced with everlasting joy of his presence. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the 11th hour. expecting Jesus soon to return. Will help us live a life that's fair. For if we're ready when he comes, we will not be ashamed, but sure. We know that waiting to be ready for Christ's return will make a difference in the way that you and I and us live. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find out that the Apostle Paul used this same illustration of planting seeds to describe death and burial and this resurrection to the Corinthian church. He said that even though the body of the believers in Christ is buried in the ground, it will one day be raised a new life. Our natural body is weak, hallelujah, but our spiritual body will be free from sickness, decline, and death. Our new body will be glorified, endowed with power like Jesus' resurrection body. Far to that day when the trumpets sound, the dead in Christ arise, and we shall be changed as we participate and anticipate that day. Let you and I spread the good news of our victory over death through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that Christ's resurrection guarantees our own. In an ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. So your correspondent, make them attentive too. Hallelujah, Overseer Janice Ford. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. The zip is 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion, uplift your spirit, and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on. I can hear you. Come on. I feel good. I feel good. Come on. I feel good.
Fire burning. Say, I feel the fire. Come on, y'all. Put it right there. Come on, y'all. it out to me. Listen, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, the next time you're in church or wherever you may be, or even in this center right here, say, be a bold Christian for the Lord. Say, when you feel the Spirit, say, don't hesitate to praise the Lord. Now, y'all repeat after me and say this here. Get on up.
Standing here, asking you to bless me. Standing Wait a minute.
done for me. First of all, how many poor folks that come from a poor family out there? Those of you that know God brought you, let me hear you say yes. I'm going to name a few things that he done for me, just a few. And if he did the same thing for you, I just want you to scream, yeah, just loud as you can. Can I tell you what he done for me? Let me tell you. Let me tell you what it is.
Shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, food on my plate.
Please welcome Slim and the Supreme Angel.
Over yonder,
over yonder,
over yonder, over yonder,
oh!
Jesus. speaking on you, Jesus. Lord, you know that you are my everything. Woo! It takes you to make the sun shine. It takes you just to make it rain. Yeah, you see, because all power is resting in your hand. And if you leave me now, say it ain't no way, ain't no way. It just ain't no way that I could stand the pain. Cause I'm leaning on you. Woo! I said I'm leaning on you. Leaning on you. Anybody ever had to lean on him?
You, Jesus.
Anybody ever had to lean on him?
Jesus.
Lord.
Leaning on you.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Leaning on you.
You all I've got, Lord.
Oh, leaning on you.
Oh, we.
Leaning on you.
Leaning on you. Leaning on you, leaning on you, Lord, leaning on you.
Y'all act like I don't know what I'm talking about, but you.
Leaning on you.
Tap somebody on the shoulder and tell them, amen, but church.
Leaning on you.
Oh, man.
Leaning on you.
When my friend walked on and let me down. I ain't got nobody else but you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lay awake at night and can't sleep sometimes. But I want to ask you something,
Lord,
tonight.
Leaning on you.
When your best friend walk away from you, family let you down.
Leaning
I need to know if I got some saints up in you. Know that you can always lean and depend on Jesus. Anybody know you can lean on him? You ought to count somebody on the shoulder. Just lean on him.
Lord,
standing there gazing
in the clouds. That same day, somebody told him, same way he's leaving, he's coming. Somebody